Columbus city officials and fair housing advocates are concerned about what some are calling the successor to the subprime mortgage crisis. Leases with an option to purchase or rent-to-own homes are advertised as an affordable way to fulfill the American dream of home ownership. But many who sign on that dotted line find themselves financially worse off than when they started. Angel Trosper got evicted on New Year's Eve.
All I did was cry. That's all you can do. I more or less lost between $50,000 to $60,000 to this guy when I thought that we were purchasing this house.
It all started 6 years ago. Trosper and her husband were in Texas and looking to move home to Columbus. They found a house that needed work, and the landlord gave them a bad feeling, but they went ahead and signed a rent-to-own agreement. The roof constantly leaked and breakers would pop, but otherwise, everything was going well.
We thought we were making the last payment. May of 2017, we started receiving eviction notices as of August of 2017.
Typical rent-to-own arrangements start with a down payment and monthly payments that can count toward the final purchase price if the buyer exercises an end-of-lease option. But if a tenant misses as much as a single payment, they can be evicted, and all of that money invested is just considered lost rent. In Trosper's case, she says she made a minor clerical error when exercising her option to buy, so she was evicted.
Went to court, tried to fight it, ran out of money, December. And that's when we just came to the agreement that we were just giving up. We couldn't do it no more.
Trosper's former landlord did not respond to requests for comment. Fair housing advocates like the Legal Aid Society say they've seen an increase in rent-to-own arrangements and related evictions since the mortgage crisis ended. But it is impossible to know just how many rent-to-own properties are in Columbus because they don't have to be reported by landlords. The deals are most popular in lower-income neighborhoods and are used by small-time landlords and larger real estate companies. Some of these companies are local, but others are based out of state. Legal Aid Society attorney Joshu Tsushima runs an eviction clinic at the Franklin County Courthouse. He sees clients suffering in their rent-to-own arrangements a couple times a month. They usually lose out.
When the tenants do sign off on these types of contracts, it really bites because, you know, you're talking about fairly large sums of money that end up getting lost just because they didn't understand what the terms of the contract were.
Tsushima says oftentimes people think they're in land contracts, which offer more consumer protections and more recourse if buyers get behind on payments. There's also a record of land contracts at the county recorder's office. Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein says up to 10% of cases in the city's environmental court relate to rent-to-own arrangements.
These situations are ones where you may be able to afford the rent, but you don't know that you're buying, in air quotes, a property that may have outstanding code violations on it that you're on the hook to fix.
North Linden Area Commission Chair Jennifer Adair says rent-to-own arrangements are a growing problem in her neighborhood.
The commission first became aware of an issue when we noticed a lot of trash in the area. And we noticed it on certain streets, and we noticed it in a frequency that drew our attention.
That trash was from setouts, when landlords take an evicted tenant's stuff to the curb. Now, Adair is trying to work with the city to see how they can increase community awareness about rent-to-own. She's frustrated that nothing's come together yet. Meanwhile, rent-to-own companies defend their leases. Brian Knoppe is a partner with Autumnwood Group. He says rent-to-own leases can be a viable alternative for buyers who lack options.
I think with that option being off the table for some people, due to credit, due to finances, that the secondary option, being lease purchase, is a great route to go.
That was the case for Samantha Turlington. The mother of three has been evicted three times and could not get a traditional lease. So she put down $1,900 on a rent-to-own with Great City Homes.
It was a lot, but it's a house for my kids. My kids have their own room. We have our own room. My kids have a roof over their head, basically.
She and her husband pay $460 every other week to stay in the home. Turlington is not sure when she can execute the option to purchase or for how much money, but she's holding on to the dream that one day she can.
I'm hoping I can get a loan and buy the house.
All Turlington can do is continue to make her payments and see what happens. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.